I continue the previous one with the investment opportunity. Maybe this is part two, I don't know, but I just want to fill in some things here. I would be happy to meet with you personally . Which I always prefer to do if possible. To tell you more and to discuss and answer any questions I am myself retiring now after a lifetime of work in the media world. And this entire concept is, as far as I'm concerned, the result of decades of development of a vision and gathering of experience and insight into the media world of today. I don't pose as an expert. If I shall honestly describe my qualification, it is that when I want something done, I find those who are experts at it and ask for their help. Now, this is what I'm doing now in the financial sense, because this project needs patrons. Okay, I can just go on to the next one then. I don't know, maybe I should stop, but I can't stop. The following is just basically me playing with an idea. There is this farm community. Less than an hour drive from Stockholm, capital of Sweden. Which is, by the way, more and more these days distinguishing itself as itself there in the somewhere in the forefront of the media industry, especially gaming industry, music, and IT, digital production in general. This is a Vaishnava farm with quite much unused land. Lots of development opportunities. And they have this building, which is currently housing a temple, but which is largely underused, maybe only 50% of the areas. It has a large hall, perfect for a studio, and several smaller rooms or offices. already, as well as some living quarters, simple living quarters. The devotee is living on this farm community called New Chaitanya Chandradaya Mandir. Have been talking about, and it seems to be their desire to rather build a smaller, more traditionally designed and a village temple sized according to their needs. So it may be possible to buy this as a studio facility . The costs involved, as I see it, for that should cover the temple building, but also a small housing area that can be later expanded and which provides modest apartments. Swedish standard. For some families and individuals. Which can be rented out both to students, studio workers and studio team and others. Since Alnvik is like a village, this will become like a village industry that could give job opportunities, which will help to bring more life into the community. And giving the residents there decent, good secure jobs. Now, while some think the northern regions are just dark and cold, there are advantages. The summer is very beautiful. There is a pastoral, fresh nature here. Lots of natural landscape and forest and lakes. As we already said, it's close to one of the world's prominent media, creative media metropoles, Stockholm. The entire building is heated by firewood from their own forest. There are plans and ideas for locally produced electricity. In other words, much of the facilities needed already there. Furthermore, it is only half an hour drive from the European headquarters of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. Which could quite possibly be a valuable partner . Sweden is a modern, in this area, peaceful, stable country. The good infrastructure, with ease access to both expertise and technical equipment. Also, as we said, should we choose to include an education facility, then it should be relatively easy to achieve a status as a university college affiliate and receive state support. Which would make that school self-financed. So there are a few advantages. And since it is a nice and peaceful Vaishnava community with an it may be an attractive opportunity for young Vaishnavas or I should add there with an active youth community. It may be an attractive opportunity for young Vaishnavas to go through a qualified media education with job opportunities included. Combined with the benefits of a life around a temple. Maybe even ashram life. As I said, I'm retired. And I'm contacting you because are seeking sponsors. To make this project become a reality, to develop a team, a qualified team, a solid business plan, setting up management. Then purchasing facilities, setting up facilities, is to set it up as a foundation. Investments, receiving a return proportional to the profits generated, fair and square. Well, I could add also to the previous from the previous recording that, you know, this, like Netflix, for instance, they have a big need, I would say a growing constant need for new material. And we can see they're almost desperately spitting out one series, one film after another. Even big budget productions, including famous Hollywood actors, a couple of years ago Netflix opened an office in Sweden and has started producing Swedish material too. What's interesting with them is that they also release sometimes different and odd and wacky material. So they could definitely be a potential customer. But we are also convinced that more platforms will appear, perhaps more specialized in certain fields such as spirituality, Indian culture, Asian culture. And that what we're seeing today is just a wild day's beginning of what will soon become more and more mature. So, and that business-wise, this is probably the hottest market there is on the planet today.